Well, welcome to Under the Service number 217 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave. I'm here for an hour as usual to guide you through some top tunes. So we're going to start off this week with Pantera and Strength Beyond Strength. course, Pantera playing Dublin this weekend with Power Trip in tow, and that was Power Trip straight after Pantera. A lot of controversy around this Pantera reunion, from calling it a tribute act to going back to some of Phil Anselmo's more unsavory hours. But you know what, it's going to be a good gig. I know people have been to see them this week and over the last few weeks, and are saying it's absolutely brilliant. So I'm looking forward to it. Team of us heading down from Bangor, so maybe see some of you there. And after Pantera, said before there, that was a Power Trip with Swing of the Axe from the Nightmare Logic album from 2017. Be interested to see them with their new singer as well. So digging deep, The Cult, and a track called Dark Energy from their album Hidden City, which came out in 2016. I bought this and I listened to it about once, and I just wasn't impressed with it at the time. And I had an opportunity to dig at it last weekend, part of it, and this track here I thought was rather good, so I thought I'd play it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
straight after The Cult, that was Living Color with Type from the Time Up album 1990. Great 7-inch out there. I'm still digging through the 7-inches, and as you can tell, we're at L. It's only a bit of death metal. Tomb Mold, one I've played a couple of times, but don't get enough airtime, and they are rather good. And this is a track called Abyss Walker, which comes from the Manor of Infinite Forms from 2018. and going way back there to the legend of his Bathory, and one from his not so well known albums, Nordland 1 and 2, and that was a track called Great Hall Awaits Fallen Brothers from 2002. Them albums just take a wee bit of getting into, they're just not as instant as the other ones. And it took me long enough to get into Hammerheart and the one after that, which I can't think of at the minute, but this one's took even longer, but I'm really enjoying them. So following on from Pantera on Friday night, we'll have a Biohazard in Belfast on Saturday night and Dublin on Sunday night, I believe. So here we go with Five Blocks to the Subway from the State of the World address from 1994.
Thinking
And I believe the Biohazard is a double headliner with Life of Agony, and that was a track called This Time from The River Runs Red. And if you know anything about Life of Agony, that band are absolutely were tipped for big things, and then the wheels came off it, and then there was all kinds of nonsense going on. I'm not even going to get into it here. But it'll be interesting to see. Two good bands, should be a good night out. And I think there's another support band opening up as well. Early doors, 6 o'clock, I believe. So you're going to be there. Get down to Spoons earlier for your cheap pints. So one of some classic heavy metal, Twisted Tar Dire. I haven't played them in a while. American metal band that just bubble around the underground. Got quite a few albums out, but this comes from their Crest of the Martyrs album from 2003, which was their second, I think. And a track called Axes and Honour. straight after Twisted Tartar, that was Haunt with Return to Sender from the Dreamers album from last year. Put out some good stuff. There's lots of EPs and things. One of them really sort of bitty bands that are hard to collect, and when you do find them, they're quite expensive. But there's a couple of compilations of EPs and things about, I think. And but if you like that sort of straight ahead heavy metal, I think it reeks of early Angel Witch myself. It's only a bit of a grunge, I suppose, or that's more punk. This is L7 with Show from the Smell the Magic album from 1990. L7, that was Minor Threat with Seeing Red from the Minor Threat EP from 1981. Vicious stuff, hasn't lost any of its edge at all. Slayer covered in the course, and Metallica and everybody else cite them as influences. So back to the 7, which is an L, Litmus Sort of a Hawkwind style, a lot of influence in there. And this is a track called God Bomb, which came out in 2021, only available as a single. Litmus, you can't deny the Black Sabbath influence on Orchid. Another track called Marching Dogs of War from the Mice of Madness in 2013. That band just disappeared off the face of the earth. I don't know what happened to them. Really, really good. A few good albums in a row and then nothing. Maybe it'll come back one day. Let's hope so. Black Sabbath have got a singer there anyway if they need one. So finishing up this week, and a rather long one, a band called Sewer have just released their new album, and Domhnd from here, we're over in Glasgow, they're supporting them. Forgot all about it, would love if they went over, but this is a track from their Forgotten Past album from 2019, which I got for a review copy for a fanzine thing I was writing for at the time, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. I've never managed to track down an original copy of it either. So this is a track called Mona, I think it's pronounced, and they come from Scotland. So anyway, until next week, look after yourself and enjoy this one.